I was listening to a radio show, and this lady from Anti-Cruelty for Animals was boasting how she saw that someone tied their dog too close to a post, and that dog did not have space to move. So she called the police, and that person actually got fined. Then there was Collins for questions to this lady. They asked her, "What did you eat for lunch today?" She said, "Hamburger." The person on the radio said, "You're so concerned about a dog just being tied too close to a post. Don't you see that for you to eat that hamburger, a cow had to have its throat slit, its blood flow, and die? Can't you see the connection?" She could not see the connection due to conditioning. We first make our habits, and then our habits make us. Habit is an act repeated again and again and again until it becomes our fixed behavior, our fixed way of thinking, evaluating, and reacting to situations. Everyone is conditioned. Conditioned by our activities and experiences in previous lives, conditioned by the environment around us socially and culturally, and conditioned by the free choices we make every moment, every day. Through this process, we create our conception of reality.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.